Hi, Rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has ridden his last 7 bowls, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8. Here comes the bull down.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Macon 8. Let's buck.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Macon 8 maniacs. That's right. It is Thirsty Thursday, and we are kicking things off with a Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's fire it up and go get some. I'm telling you what, we are excited today, but we are extremely tired, too. And I'm going to tell you why here real shortly. We got word yesterday that we will have our press passes for the PBR Tampa Invitational right down here. So we will be out this weekend hanging out with some of the bull riders, going to have ourselves a good time and send you guys some tweets back home. Let y'all know how things are going right down here in Tampa. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we are looking forward to it. Going to get to meet up with a lot of the guys that we've been kind of working with or just seeing out there. Obviously the guys with Bullstock Media. It's just going to be a fun time. We're really looking forward to it, and I think it's just going to be a lot of fun for you guys being able to sit back at home, being that you won't be able to be there yourselves, which we wish you could be. I do know that we have some of our Macon 8 maniacs on their way down, going to come hang out for the weekend, so it should be a good time. I wish everybody could go. I really do, because it is a good, it's going to be a good event. Tampa, obviously, Caleb Sanderson coming off his win in Kansas City, for him to come back home, being able to ride in front of his hometown crowd. Got a lot of guys that just love the Sunshine State down here. Austin Meyer made mention of it on our show earlier this week. Loves coming down here to Florida to ride. So it's going to be a good time. J.B. Mooney is actually already down here, was down there in the Orlando area, and was on one of the morning television shows that I guess airs nationwide, which I wasn't even aware of. I wake up every morning to seeing this program on, and, he was actually on there this morning being interviewed in a couple different segments, so I was able to catch him. But I got to tell you, we're on like 3 hours sleep. We have been just hightailing it, trying to get some things together, trying to get some things updated on the Macon8.com website. I will tell you, if you guys go over to Macon8.com, I'm actually going to post the link out there for you now. If you guys are just tuned in through Blog Talk Radio, that's fine. Certainly appreciate you guys jumping on board. But we've actually got a new link right there. If you go to the Macon8.com Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, you will see the Blog Talk Radio player just like you do when you go to the website. It is there for you. You can interact with it. You can log in. You can do everything you need to do right there. And we want to encourage our Macon 8 fans to please come over there and do that. So that way we can have an opportunity to get those counts on our website so we can show the potential sponsors, hey, you guys are coming over here to Macon8.com for these radio shows. Got to tell you, it's nice to have Miss Sandy in there. I know that she had a rough afternoon from the sounds of it. Sounds like the fire department's out in her area did quite well in putting out a fire that was relatively close to them. So, and I apologize to you guys. It sounds like Gabby's saying that she's having some issues with the audio that is quite low, and I do apologize for that. Blog Talk Radio has made some upgrades over the last 48 hours, so they're making some significant changes to their platforms. This may be one of those issues that we're having trouble with. So, got to tell you that hopefully it'll, you know, work itself out. We can get everybody online here together like we normally do. But like I said, I got to tell you that if you do go to MakingAid.com, check out the website there. You can go through and you can check out the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, see everything that Blog Talk has right there, interact, log in, get down here and chat with us. Well, that's the only thing that we're asking right now is that we get you fans tied in to MakingAid.com. Anything that has to do with us, our video players, everything is going to be linked straight up. So you can go directly to MakingAid.com first. That's where we want you to go. That's where we want our fans to go. That's what's important for us to be able to go out and reach these sponsors that we need to in order to go out and hit the road, which we are still planning on doing here momentarily. I mean, we're only a couple weeks away from making that trip out there to Oklahoma, and I got to tell you, we got some cool things in store for you fans. We got a lot of fans tuned in on the phone lines. Want to say welcome to you. I do know that we've got always looking to take your questions, your comments, and, of course, always your cowboy logic. So if you guys have some good stuff out there to throw for us for the day, we want to hear it. Feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Looks like we've got some more Buckeye fans here in the chat room. Miss Alicia is here with us. Got to say welcome. I know it's been a while since we've had you on board. Glad that you're able to tune in right here with MakingAid.com. So anyways, we're going to take a short break, fans. When we come back, we're going to get right down to it. We're only a couple days away from PBR invading our home state. Tampa Invitational coming your way this weekend. MakingAid will be there. So don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with MakingAid.com.
Come on. it, folks. It's Radio Announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with MakingEight.com. That's right. Looks like we're starting to get everybody back on board here. You know, like I said, this whole Blog Talk Radio thing with them changing their platform is really kind of throwing a loop in things, and I'm sorry for that, guys. Hopefully we'll get everything all situated and set up. We want you guys to be, you know, on board with what's going on. We want you guys to be able to interact much, much easier. So, yeah, it's just one of those deals. I do apologize to you guys. Hopefully we'll get things going before too long. So, yeah, it looks like Ms. Helen is saying that she's actually lost her audio again. I wish I knew what was going on. I really do. You know, it's just, I don't know. I wish I could explain it, but unfortunately I can't. It's just a bad situation there. So, with that being said, we're going to kind of try to roll on with the show. I see that Christy's actually going to log off, and we're sorry for that. Like I said, hopefully we can get this thing squared away. This is not something that we have control of. It's something that Blog Talk, with them changing their platform, is kind of thrown in there on us. We weren't aware that the changes were being made until after they were done. So, like I said, I do apologize, you guys. I'm sorry we're going to lose some of our fans for today's show. We actually have some good lineups, you know, set up. We've got some great things we're going to talk about. Obviously, the PBR invading Tampa here this weekend. It's going to be a great opportunity for you guys to sit back and get an inside view from Making Eight standpoint as we get in there, get to hang out. I will tell you that we do have some cool things in the works. And you guys will just have to stay tuned for it. But you know what? I'm going to kind of talk about that story and how we got started in the PBR, or how we got started, how Making Eight actually got started, was we debuted this back in 2009 when the PBR was in town. They were here in Tampa, and I believe it was like the first weekend of February back in 2009. And that was when we really launched our campaign to get out and start spreading the word about MakingEight.com. We've grown tremendously since then. It was a really interesting story. Went out there with nothing more than our tickets and some business cards and just started talking to some guys, met up with some of the bull riders, got to see J.B. Mooney, talk with him before the event, got to see a lot of guys, Guilherme Marchi, Chris Shivers, you know, Casey Hayes, so many of them, Skeeter. There was just so many of these guys that we were able to talk with, just kind of, you know, but they didn't know who we are. They didn't know anything about us. They didn't know about our radio shows or anything like that. So in this time of the 2 years, we've really come out and we've grown tremendously. It's been really interesting and we're really having a lot of fun with it. Got to thank the PBR for actually allowing us to get out here after being, you know, around for 2 years and working as hard as we have. It's kind of showing that it's paying off. And, you know, we're trying to do the best that we can. We put our passion behind what we're doing and, you know, believe that you guys are benefiting from that. At least I hope you are anyways. But, you know, it's kind of a funny story. We actually had two extra tickets to the PBR event there. And, you know, Mrs. Making Eight and I decided that we would give those tickets away to somebody. So we went out there, we're standing outside the ticket office, and we're watching for people coming in. We actually got turned down by people. People thought they didn't know, they thought they were fake. They didn't know what to believe. And I said, you know, we're just giving you guys two tickets away, courtesy of MakingEight.com. All we ask is that you go check out our website and, you know, support us. And we finally found a mother and a son that was coming in. And it was the son's first PBR event that he'd ever been to. You know, so we were able to give these two tickets away to them. They sat with us, had a great time. And that was really how we kind of got Making Eight kicked off. That was how we got things started. And it was really, really neat to be able to sit back. And, you know, it was actually the first time that we signed a Making Eight autograph. Now, it's not the first time we've signed any autograph because we've certainly done it before, you know, as a bull rider and signing autographs for kids and things like that. But this was the first time that we were able to do it for Macon 8. And, you know, it was really cool because, you know, we signed their program just along the rest with the rest of the crews there with the PBR and really tried to make an impact. And that's what we've tried to continue to do. I see your comment in there. But, you know, that's kind of the way people are nowadays, Gabby. It's a great comment in there about why asking why people would actually turn down tickets. But, you know, people have a hard time trusting other people. And that's something that, you know, we've tried to set back and realize that, you know, I mean, a lot of these fans are coming in from the cities, never been to a PBR event, never grew up around rodeos, don't understand how the people are brought up and honest and true and good, you know, and trying to do what's right for people, you know, and that's what Macon 8 is all about. And so when we approach these people, they're like, no, that's okay. Appreciate it, though. You know, and then they walked right in and purchased tickets, and we're here to give away two tickets. But you know what? It all happens for a reason, and I was very glad that it did because we were able to give those tickets away to two very good people that seemed like they really needed it. It was a great experience for, you know, this young lady's son to have an opportunity to be there at this event and not having to pay for it, you know. And just going in and having a good time, courtesy of Macon 8. And that's what it's all about. You know, that's what we want people to do is to have that true rodeo or bull riding experience, whether it be a PBR, whether it be the MBR when we brought Cat Johnson down, who I see is actually in our chat room here today, hanging out, and I'm glad that she's able to take part of that. So thanks for joining us here, Miss Cat Johnson. But, yeah, you know, I mean, it's that's really what it's all about, is giving you fans the experience, you know, that maybe you wouldn't normally be able to have. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to continue to do those type of things. Really blessed and privileged to be able to do what we've been able to do so far. And we're just going to continue to keep doing it for you fans. Now, I'm going to tell you that, you know, there's been some people that have been trying to make threats and say that they're going to badmouth our reputation and things like that. But you know what? We're stronger than that. We're better than that. And we're going to continue to keep doing what we're doing for you fans, because that's what our passion, that's where our passion is. And that's what's going to continue to drive us. So, you know, I wanted to come out and tell you guys that. I wanted to share that with you guys as far as our first experience with Macon 8. And, you know, just, I want you guys to have an understanding of where we're coming from. And what we're going to be able to share with you guys here this weekend should be really good. I don't know if we're going to be able to compete with Shannon Taylor, though. Shannon has been like the Twitter king, updating stats, giving us reports on what's going on out there, uploading pictures, you know. But I will tell you this. I'm just going to give you a word of advice. You might want to stay tuned to the Live Event Center all day long Saturday and all day long Sunday, because you may have an opportunity to see us pop in and say hello to you. So we're not going to do it inside the arena, but we will be able to do things outside. And that's what we're going to look to do, is bring you guys some broadcasting there and give you guys an opportunity to see myself, Mrs. Macon 8, going up. We're going to talk about the event. We're going to talk about after the event. You guys will get to see it live on Versus on Saturday night. Now, that was the other thing I was going to bring out. I don't know if you guys have caught word, but Sunday's broadcast, the short round, will be broadcasted on NBC. So with that being said, you know it's only going to be an hour and a half broadcast, because that's the amount of airtime that the PBR has been given by NBC. So just so you guys know ahead of time, because you know you guys are going to see the complaints out there, just understand that, yes, it is what it is. The PBR has opted to take Tampa's event, put Sunday's round on NBC, so it's going to be edited. You're not going to see all the rides out there. And it's a shame, but it's just something that, you know, the PBR has chosen to do. All we can do is support it, you know. So hopefully you guys will be supportive of them as well. You know, they're obviously trying to reach new fans, reach a new marketing area. This is something that will be broadcasted nationwide on the NBC broadcasting station. So, you know, they're trying to opt out for fans that may not have the opportunity to watch it on Versus. You'll be able to see it on NBC. And somebody like myself, who actually doesn't have satellite, who doesn't have the opportunity to go watch the PBR week in and week out on Versus unless we're going out somewhere to watch it, kind of puts us in a tight spot. But it does give us, gives our kids an opportunity to be able to watch it on NBC on Sunday. So although it's only an hour and a half coverage and it's not going to be the full event, I know that the PBR apologizes to you guys for that. They will have the LEC up, so you will be able to hear what's going on before the event is aired. I would recommend doing that strongly. You know that Bullstock Media is going to be posting up some fantastic pictures, so you guys can tune in and watch them right there. And we're going to be giving you some tweet updates from what we have going on down there in the arena. So, or actually in the media area, I should say. So you guys will have an opportunity to follow along with us. Make sure to stay tuned to our Twitter. Make sure to stay tuned to our live event center, as well as the LEC that'll be keyed up on PBRnow.com. So I know that the fantasy picks are coming up. We've got to make our picks here on tomorrow. So hopefully you guys will get some good, you know, get some good insight and fill me in tomorrow when we do our fantasy picks. Now, I will tell you that I was looking through the draw sheets. They've got a lot of brand new bulls that have never been bucked before. Going to be entertaining. I know Jeff Robinson's bringing down 24 of his bulls. It's going to be a lot of bulls that he's bucking out down here this weekend. And you know what, Gabby, thank you for that comment there about you being able to take it, or taking what you can get, because it's still better than nothing. And you're absolutely right. And you know, I wish most fans would be that way. Unfortunately, not all fans are. They demand more for free. And it's just unfortunate. But this is kind of giving you an example of why we're having the Last Cowboy Standing broadcasted on pay-per-view. Because what you're going to see on Sunday is going to be an edited version. It's going to be loaded with commercials. You know, it's just the way it is, you know, in the media marketing, in the television marketing industry. A pay-per-view gives you the opportunity to watch everything exclusive. You guys will be able to tune in and watch the entire event like you were sitting there in Las Vegas. And we know that some of our fans are. Miss Shannon Taylor is going to be there. Miss Alicia is going to be there. Hey, you guys should actually try to connect and meet up. I know that I believe Miss Shannon is tuned in on the phone line. So, yeah, if you guys are going to be around, you guys should try to link up and go hang out. I do believe that Miss Shannon said that she's going to have a girls' night out there. So, Alicia, hey, could be a party time. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? But looks like Miss Sandy is working on some rodeos out her way, which we're going to be out there before too long. Going to stop off at 2G Ranch and give her a hard time, her and Rodney. And looks like she's got some details coming up about a rodeo. So we'll get filled in on those, and we'll be able to pass the word along to you guys as well. Anyways, looks like we're going to get down to it. We've got some of our callers on the line. And, of course, we always are looking for our cowboy logic for the day. And here recently, we've been having the pleasure of having the Cowboy Logic brought to you by Mr. Cody Burleson. So we're going to get him on here one more time. Mr. Cody, how are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going, Scott? What's up, Making Eight Maniacs?
Good deal, man. We're doing all right. Getting ready for another PBR weekend.
Heck, all I got to say is it October yet? I'm ready for Columbus.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Yeah, you're going to be able to go hang out with Cowboy Dave. Should be a really good time out there, huh?
Yeah, we're going to have a little meetup up there at the Crown Plaza Hotel where we're staying. It'll be up there in our suite. But I'll keep everybody posted on the time and whatnot about that as the date gets closer.
Sure. Yes, sir. Make sure you do that. Make sure you do that.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you have for some cowboy logic for the day?
Oh, I got two of them here. I don't know which one I want to go with. But, you know, heck, it's a Thursday. Let's just do this one right here. People who fight fire with fire usually end up with ashes.
Very true. Very true.
I'll save the funny one for tomorrow.
What's that?
I'll save the funny one for tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good, man. Well, hey, listen, we appreciate your Cowboy Logic for the day, as always. Hopefully the fans will take in and be able to think about that. So Looks like Alicia is saying that it's always a good time up in Columbus. And Alicia, are you going to be there? I know that we've got Cody Burleson going to be there. Cowboy Dave's going to be up that way. It's going to be a jam up time. And I know you guys will have to try to get together and do some of those meetups. Cowboy Dave and Cody are putting together some good deals down there. It should be a lot of fun, right, Cody?
Oh, yeah. I just don't know if Dave will be able to handle us.
Why is that?
Oh, heck, he's old, man. Come on.
Well, I'm not going to tell him you said that. Actually,
yeah,
I'm typing him a message. Actually, I'm typing him a message right now letting him know that you just said that.
I was going to say, hopefully he's not in the chat room.
Yeah, right? No, unfortunately, we don't see him here. It's been a while since we've had Cowboy Dave joining us. But, you know, he's been really busy trying to get some things wrapped up there at home and around the church and things like that. So hopefully we'll get him back here before too long, though. But listen, Cody, listen, man, I appreciate you jumping on board here with us for the day, and look forward to more Cowboy Logic from you tomorrow.
All righty, no problem.
All right, partner, have a good one.
Yes, sir, we'll see you.
All right, yep, and it looks like Miss Alicia will be there at the Columbus event and going to be staying at the Crown as well. So should be a good time. You guys will have to get together with Cowboy Dave, find out. Link up there with making8.com. That's one thing that I am going to bring up to you guys as well. We do have the fan page set up right now, the Making 8 Maniacs. Now, I will tell you this, that it's being brought to you by Rodeo Crowds, and we got to thank them for the opportunity to bring in and allow us the opportunity to post our group page up and get you members on board. So if you guys are not a member yet of Rodeo Crowds, get on over there and do that. You can join the group, the Making 8 Maniacs group page, and you'll find it right there on making8.com. So you can go over there and post pictures right there. They will come up in the Making 8 group page. So if you've got some good rodeo pictures, we want to see them. If you guys have some good, interesting topics, we want to hear about them. You can post them all right there. So got to thank them and welcome them into that team. It should be a real time, really good time. You guys make sure to stay tuned to that. I'm actually getting some Facebook messages sent up right now from some of our fans that are actually going to be coming over to the Tampa event. And I'm actually multitasking here. We're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a jam-up time. And just to be around these guys and hang out, be around the Making 8 fans, be around the PBR fans, and really get a grasp again, you know, of what the bull riding is all about. Now, you know, been watching the PBR websites and seeing a lot of different things going on within Facebook and within the social communities, within PBRnow.com. But, you know, it's one thing that they're really trying to strive on is the tradition of what bull riding really is. And, you know, it's not just about the smoke and the fireworks, you know. And we as fans have a tendency to forget that because we get so wrapped up in it. We're so intrigued by it. But, you know, it's one thing, you know, we're still there to watch bull riding. We're not there to watch smoke and fireworks, really, you know. Bull riding is bull riding, and it's exciting. It's adrenaline rush. You know, whether you're sitting in the stands cheering somebody on or you're watching it on TV or you're climbing on back of a 2,000-pound bull, it's still an adrenaline rush. Your heart races watching these guys go out there and compete. And, you know, I think we need to take a strong look at that and realize that, you know, it's not all about the stardom and the fame with these bull riders. You know, it's about what they're doing. And, you know, some of the veterans have been concerned about some of these bull riders that are getting so wrapped up in the stardom that they're almost forgetting how to ride the bulls. And they're getting bulls that are turning right back there at the last. But when they get a bull, for instance, Silvano Alves, and this was the example that was posted on PBRnow.com, but it's one of those things that you know, he had a bull that jumped out there and actually got bucked off of him. This, you know, this bull only scored, I believe, a 29. And, you know, I mean, for a bull score to come in like that, it's almost embarrassing. But at the same time, you know, it kind of gives everybody a wake-up call and lets them realize that, hey, you know, it's about bull riding. And, you know, we as fans also need to recognize that you know, the smoke and the fireworks are great. We always love the introductions. We love the smoke and fireworks. You know, we love Flint out there entertaining the crowd. And he does a fantastic job. But what everything comes down to is the bull riding. And that's what we need to support through thick and thin as bull riding fans. You know, I mean, really, if that's the case, then, you know, we need to take a look at ourselves and ask ourselves, are we bull riding fans or are we smoking firework fans? You know, do we like pretty lights? Do we like watching action-packed bull riding? I mean, that's what it really comes down to. And, you know, I've seen a lot of posts in there, and I've seen a lot of comments about people criticizing some of these veterans about that. And you know, I mean, it's kind of a concern because we're bringing our youth up to believe that, you know, if there's not pyro and there's not lights and fireworks, they don't want to go, and they don't want to get on. And that's not the way to look at it, you know. Absolutely. Gabby's making a great comment in our chat room right now about the smaller, you know, the smaller events are just as great as the big events, you know. We still see some great bull riding action, and that's what makes us bull riding fans. That's what makes us bull riding maniacs, making eight maniacs. We're there to strive to watch bull riding. We're not there to watch the smoke and fireworks. That's just an incentive that we have. That's just a perk, you know. I mean, like I said, Ty Murray made the comment in the, you know, in his blog this week, or in his commentary with Keith Cartwright, stating that, you know, I mean, the last event, he watched 30 minutes of bull riding and an hour and a half of, you know, people hanging out in the chutes. And, you know, I think some of the bull riders are even losing sight of what the big picture really is. And so we as fans, like I said, need to take a look at that. Wow, it looks like a few of us are having some issues. Both Twitter and the chat rooms are certainly creating some problems here. So at least we're not the only ones. Maybe it's just the way things are rolling right now. But, yeah, absolutely. Just thought that I would let you guys know what my perspective is on it, what I've been kind of watching and seeing happening out there. And actually, Alicia, that's a great comment there. Ty Murray actually called the Kansas event disturbing, because so many guys were getting bucked off bulls that they should have ridden, you know, in a common situation, riding the jump, not overthinking it, spending too much time in the bucking chute, you know. It does raise a lot of concern, you know, and everybody says, oh, well, you know, these older cowboys couldn't ride these ranked bulls that they are now. I'll bet you that they can, you know. I'll bet you put a guy like Gary LeFou, guy just had a hip replacement. He'd go out there and cover them bulls all day long. He's training these champions. You take a guy like him, and he's going to tell you the same exact thing that Ty Murray has. He's going to make those same exact comments that Cody Lambert has made, that Cody Custer has made. You know, it's an issue, and it's a strong issue that we need to look at. You know, I've seen that more and more youth associations are, you know, raising or bringing in bulls that these young kids should not be getting on. They need to learn how to ride these jumps. They need to learn how to ride the buck. And then they can worry about them turning back, you know. So when you have a bull that belly rolls and that jumps out there, you know, across the pen, these guys don't get thrown out. And those are the bulls that I learned how to ride on first. And everyone, just about every one of us have. 90% of the guys that have been riding, that are riding on tour, learn to ride those bulls first. But more nowadays, because they've ridden so many ranked bulls, that they can't ride those bulls that jump away. And like I said, you know, that should have been a re-ride bull for Silvano Alves. But he is taught, he is so trained to ride these bulls that turn back, that they lose sight of that buck and that jump. You know, and how to stay over your rope and stay forward. And it, you know, and absolutely, Sandy's making another great comment about some of these guys, the time that they're taking in the chutes. And absolutely, as a stock contractor, as a producer, it doesn't matter if it's PBR or if it's, you know, a jackpot bull ride. It's very disturbing, and those things need to be, you know, addressed. And I believe that the PBR has tried to do that, that they're looking into that, that they're working at that to help, you know, reinstate what this event is all about, what bull riding is all about. And, you know, that's I think that that's important. But, I commend the PBR for recognizing that and looking into that and working at addressing that with these bull riders. And, wow, yeah. You know, I see our comments coming in. Obviously, Donna Davis is having some issues there on Twitter, so she's sending her comments there on Facebook. But the pre-government shutdown, well, don't get me started on that, because we actually had to file a written return this year. And so I believe, because we haven't gotten word back and I don't have a check in the mail, that we may be running into that issue and struggling here in these next few months as we get ready to head out there to Oklahoma. So we're going to need some support from you, the fans, to go over there and start buying our equipment, buying our Making 8 gear pretty quick. Wow, look what the cat drug in. Wouldn't you know it, Mr. Cowboy Dave himself blessing us with his presence in our chat room today. Wow, what an opportunity it is. And I got to say, welcome back there, Cowboy Dave. Great to have you on board. But, you know, and I see a lot of you guys making comments here back in reference to what we're talking about. You know, that the PBR is obviously recognizing their issues, you know, with some of these cowboys taking a little bit longer in the bucking chutes, that they're concerned about these guys not being able to ride these bulls that they really should be riding blindfolded almost, you know. I mean, because you take a bull that's going to score 29 points, that says one thing. That's a re-ride bull. But if you buck off of him, well, shoot, you don't have that option. And, you know, the PBR has been cracking down on that. And they have let opportunities slide before with a bull that just flat out did not perform to the best of their abilities, you know. But anymore, you know, it's imperative that these cowboys understand that they need to ride those bulls in order to get that option for a re-ride. So, you know, it's just something that they need to look at. I see that Cowboy Dave said it took him 20 minutes to log on, and I apologize for that, buddy. We actually just got hit with the new format, the new platform that Blog Talk Radio is using now, and that came in within the last 48 hours, partner, so I apologize for that. But we are absolutely ecstatic to have you here, man. It's a great day. And, hey, what do you know? We got tomorrow that I think may be even better as we get geared up to head out to the Tampa Invitational right here. The PBR will be jumping down there. I know that Cowboy Dave is actually going to be heading up to Columbus in October. Going to be another PBR event that he's going to be out at. So the fans are getting out there supporting the PBR, and that's what it's all about. And, you know, we may not necessarily agree with everything, but we're supporting our bull riders. We're supporting the sport that we love so much. And that's why you'll see Making 8 standing behind most things on there. So looks like Cowboy Dave says he was able to get on with Twitter, and we're glad for that. Like I said, it is a pleasure to have you back here on board here with us, man. We missed you. It's been a long time coming, that's for sure. So anyways, getting down to it, we got about 20 minutes left in our show. I don't want to sit back and talk about it too much. I don't want you guys to get sick and tired of me hearing me talk about it. But, you know, the PBR has really brought up some great points. You know, it's absolutely imperative that we support what's happening out there. And the PBR is strong enough to recognize, and guys like Ty Murray and Cody Lambert, you know, even guys that have been around the PBR for a number of years helped start the PBR, and Cody Custer. These guys have recognized issues, and they're looking to address them, you know. They want the youth of America to be able to grow up and ride bulls the way you're supposed to ride bulls. And, you know, we all love seeing the bulls that turn right back and are action-packed, you know. But at the same time, we should be able to see those cowboys ride those ones that hop down the arena like the one that Silvano Alves had in their sleep. So, anyhow, Yeah, it looks like PBR Get Tough. Mr. Cowboy Dave is still having some issues there. And like I said, I apologize to you, Cowboy Dave. This is a platform that Blog Talk is using. They are aware of it. We made them aware of the issues yesterday, and they are looking into it. So make sure you guys, you know, hang tight on that. It looks like it looks like Shannon Taylor is now jumping on board here with us, and we're glad that she is. Obviously, we were talking about her earlier, going to be out there at the last Cowboy Standing next weekend. And we know that Alicia Carver is going to be out there as well. So you guys will have to link up, maybe do a meetup or something out that way, and send up some pictures and some tweets from some of you Making Eight Maniacs. We'd love to hear from you and see you guys as you guys are out in Vegas. Man, I'm going to be jealous, that's for sure. But anyways, we got just under 20 minutes left in our show here, fans. I got a new song that we're going to break out here for you. It was sent to me yesterday, and got to thank the guys from Brazil that are sending this up to me. But pretty good little song. I think you guys will enjoy it. It's by Smoking Armadillos, a little bull riding rodeo song for you. So don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to Thursday's Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight.
Face in the pen, he was gentle, put in the shoe, a bucking horse. Mind over matter keeps you on parade. It doesn't matter when they open that gate for this living explosion with the dark red shell. He give you a ride through hell. Every few years a man comes along who knows what he's doing and won't do it wrong. He'll conquer the odds, he'll pass the test, above and beyond, higher than the best. So what do you do when you've done it all? You've climbed every mountain and jumped every wall. Where the chance comes along like a great big feast, the chance for the hero to ride the red beast. He said he can be beat, he's just a one of the rest, but he couldn't be tamed cause he gave him his best. He's ready to go, so don't be a fool. He jumps like a rabbit and kicks like a mule. He's quicker than a quarter horse, aggressive as a hawk, dismounting the muscle. Second ride to the mighty Lane Cross. Now both of them retired in their own special way, but they'll both be remembered every single day. They had desire to win and hearts to try. Red Rock and Lane Frost were two of a kind. As a hawk, dismounting the muscle. We'll be right back. like a rabbit and kicks like a mule. He's quicker than a quarter horse, aggressive as a hawk. His mouth in a muscle. Red Rock.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. That's right. Kicking things off on a Thursday. We are only 2 days away from the weekend, and it's going to be a PBR bull riding weekend for Makin 8, as we are going to be down there in Tampa at the St. Pete Times Forum, hanging out with the bull riders, having ourselves a great time. Going to see a lot of friends, a lot of guys that you know out there on Twitter that you guys are able to keep up with. Bullstock Media is going to be down there, going to have an opportunity to run into them. The guys that do the audio, we're going to be able to sit up and meet up with those guys as well. I did hear, and this is kind of breaking news that just came across, that courtesy of Miss Shannon, that Bobby Sponheimer, and I apologize, I may not have pronounced that name right, with the PBR, was talking with Shannon yesterday, and apparently he is no longer in charge of Team PBR. He actually got promoted to production. So, you know, I believe that there's going to be another new hire for Team PBR. We'll have to stay tuned to that and see what's going on. But anyways, just thought that I would pass that along to you guys as we got word from some of the guys there coming down, reaching out to some of our Makin 8 maniacs out there. But, yes, it's an absolute pleasure to have Cowboy Dave here on board with us. Do want to remind you guys that if you guys are logged on through Blog Talk Radio, make sure to go to the new link that we just posted up right now. It is the Makin8.com Blog Talk Radio page for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And you can tune in right there. You can log in. Everything is set up. But we ask that you're trying to do that with Makin 8 so that way we get the credibility, we get the counts showing that you guys are there supporting us. Just one more way that we're needing to go get these sponsors. You know, we're going to make everything a lot more easier for you. The same way with Ustream, everything is going to be linked up to Makin8.com. So if you guys have it saved in your favorites and bookmarked, we're definitely glad for that. Make sure to, you know, kind of change those around a little bit so you can go through the Makin 8 pages to get to them. You know, they're going to be a lot easier. Everything is going to be there for you. The archives will be up there. The chat rooms, the broadcast players, you can log in right there. Everything will be all set up for you. It's just going to be like looking at the Blog Talk page or the Ustream page, although it's just going to be on Makin8.com. Do appreciate you guys for doing that for us and supporting us along the way. We're getting ready to make some trips, getting ready to head out west, and I got to tell you, we're only a couple weeks away. Now, we got Tampa coming up this weekend, absolutely fired up about, going to go hang out with the guys at the PBR, and then we've got the following weekend. We know that a lot of our maniacs are going to be out there at the Last Cowboy Standing in Las Vegas. I know we're going to have a lot more that are going to be tuned in, watching on pay-per-view, as will we, and then I believe we're going to take a week off, spend some time with the family. And then we're going to head out west, and we're going to do some Life on the Road series, going to give you guys an opportunity to hang out with us. Unfortunately, I don't know what's going on. We've been waiting on our tax return to come out and kind of help us get jump-started for that. But there's talking about a government shutdown, and, you know, wow. I'm a little nervous right now because we've been sweating on it. But we've got other alternatives, and we've got ways for you, the Makin 8 fans, to help support us. We've got some great new clothing line that's out now, so you guys can jump on board over there. We do have to make some upgrades to our page, but if you go over to the store page now, you'll actually see the store itself. You won't have to click on another link. the store is set up for you. Now, we will have Kat Johnson's up there in her Let's Buck gear. We also will have Cowboy Fresh there, so you can get over there and tune into that. Check out their gear as well. I think you'll be impressed with what we have going on. Hopefully, you guys will be able to help support Making 8 and get us out west. We want to be there. With that being said, we're just under 10 minutes left in our show. Still looking to take your questions, comments, and always your cowboy logic. And speaking of which, we've actually got a caller on the line. 513, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, Scott, it's Shannon.
Well, hello, Miss Shannon. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, I guess. Hectic day as usual, but I heard you commenting about your tax refund, and, you know, I am your resident expert, apparently, since I'm working here. So I thought I'd call and, yeah, give the information to everybody. But just to let you know also that with the impending government shutdown, if we do end up shutting down at midnight on Friday, if you are expecting a paper check to be mailed, if it was not mailed before the shutdown, it will be delayed until after we are reopened. Your best option is IRS.gov and check where's my refund and see if it's already been sent out or not. Anybody who's expecting electronic deposit, electronics will still be going into accounts even if we're shut down. Electronic returns will still be filed, processed, and refunds issued via direct deposit as long as it is direct deposit while we're shut down.
Okay.
But if you're expecting a paper check or you're mailing a paper return, those will all be delayed while we're closed, if we close.
The problem that I have is that somebody had already filed using my Social Security number.
Oh, that's not good.
No, you're right. That's not good at all. So I had to, of course, send the supporting documents in to the IRS offices, and we sent them in a couple weeks ago. But obviously, you know how things work there in those offices, and I'm not looking to get a return anytime soon. Do they have an estimated time as to how long this thing is going to take, or if, you know, if you shut down?
If we shut down, they're saying it won't be any longer than a few days to 2 weeks max. This happened to us twice before. Once it was for 2 days, and the other time it was for 2 weeks. You know, they're saying if we have to shut down, they would prefer for it not to be any longer than a week, because right now they're wanting to put out another continuing resolution for another week or two, but Obama's not going to sign off on another continuing resolution. He said, no, either fix it or shut it down and fix it. So that's what we're looking at, you know. So we've been getting bombarded with emails from all the higher-ups, you know, here within our offices and everything, trying to figure out what exactly is going to happen. Last time, you know, even after they went back to work, they got reimbursed for the time off, and they're saying
right.
This time if we shut down, we will not get paid for the time off.
Wow.
So, but they're trying to figure, if we do end up shutting down, they're trying to get something passed where at least the military still continues to get paid.
Sure.
Don't piss off the guys with guns. Give them a paycheck.
Yeah, you talk about, I mean, not only them, but you have to worry about the guys at the post office, too. You remember what happened there a few years back.
Yeah, well, they're saying the post office will stay open.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, because, you know,
okay. Rain,
sleet, snow, whatever. They're saying
they are
essential
they
personnel.
But will they get paid?
Most likely not.
Well,
they would be
working for
no pay, and there are some, you know, positions within the IRS that people will still be working as well. There will still be people working to accept checks that are coming in and everything like that. But, you know, if we don't get paid after, they don't get paid for the time. They'll be working for free.
Wow.
And
okay.
If they don't show up when they are essential, then they lose their job.
Ouch. Well, I'll tell you what. If you happen to see my check come across your desk in 2 days, you get that expedited to me.
My best recommendation for you would be to go to your local Tampa walk-in office, walk in there and have them look the account up physically while you're there to check the status. Don't call the customer service number. Walk into your local walk-in office and have them look it up for you. But do it before close of business tomorrow. Just in case. At least then they can give you a status update on what's going on with it. So that would be
right.
My best recommendation for you.
Well, thank
so
you very much.
Some bit of help today.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for passing that word along. And it certainly helps kind of clear the air. We've got a lot of our Making Eight maniacs, Miss Donna, who is a civilian contractor for the military, She's got to be concerned as well. This is not a good thing.
Oh, yes.
But
Yes, she is. We've been emailing.
That's right. But I'll tell you what, us Americans, we're tough as nails, and we're going to get through it we'll support each other, no doubt about it, right?
Yeah, we'll get through it. But and I know you're getting ready to wind up for the end of the day, but just to touch on it, when I did talk to Bobby yesterday, he said they are putting in a new hire, Katie, who used to be Katie Colson. We see her on Facebook and Twitter and stuff. She's now married, so it's Katie White. But she will be handling Team PBR in the interim until they get somebody new in there again.
Excellent.
So
deal.
I don't know what's going to happen.
That along.
Yeah, I told him, I said, that's a high turnover job. And he said it's actually very low on the ranking. It's like just a step in the door kind of job. So it turns over quite often.
Sure.
So, but he's moved over to the production side. I said, if I lived anywhere near there, I'd put in for that job in 2 seconds flat.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, you do such a great job keeping everybody informed as to what's going on, especially out there at these events. But thank you for your time, Shannon, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up with you tomorrow.
I will be in the chat room tomorrow. It's my day off.
Well, you know what? See, and that's what concerns me. I was actually going to tell you to not work too hard, but really, I want you working pretty hard to help get these checks out to these guys so we can get paychecks.
See, I have nothing to do with issuing the checks, though. That's, I'm working on the other end trying to – I actually work in a department called Innocent Spouse, so, I just keep up to date on everything because they keep us all posted as to what's going on. So, I used to work in that department, but – yeah, we're just hoping and praying. If it does happen, it doesn't last too long. There's nothing like going to Vegas on vacation knowing you have no job.
Yes, ma'am. You're right about that. Well, make sure to enjoy that time, and we look forward to catching up with your tweets.
All right. We'll see you all in the chat room tomorrow. Y'all have a good day.
You too, Shannon.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Obviously, Miss Shannon Taylor, Independence, Kentucky, and, she's in it just like the rest of us. Great that she's able to share that information with us, and we sure do appreciate it. But that is going to wrap up our show here for the day, fans. I got to tell you, we got one more day until we're going to be off to the PBR. And looking forward to it. You guys make sure to tune in to tomorrow's show. May or may not have some guests. We'll let you know more about what's going on. So until tomorrow, radio fans, y'all get a grip with Making8.com.
Come on. I've been chasing my dream down the interstate, crashing my body into my face. I'm too lazy to work and too scared to steal. I've been paying my dues behind the wheel.
World champion Rob Smits. You're listening to MakingEight.com.